and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hi, what's up? Welcome to Wednesday's show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Today's going to get a little awkward. We haven't done one of these in a while. This is a Would You Rather Wednesday. And I don't know why. I guess because like we haven't been here collectively together.
What do you mean?
For the last couple of Wednesdays.
I was
out the week before.
Oh, yes.
So it's been like almost 3 weeks since we've done this. You've never been here for one of these before. I'm going to give you two awkward scenarios. You choose which one would you rather. Text us your answer and kind of give us an explanation of why. Short, though, because our text line's weird. Would you rather accidentally call your boss mom or dad? So, like, okay, mom. Or I'll also add the word baby in there. Okay.
So, accidentally call your parents?
Yeah.
Dang. I actually just did that yesterday. I felt really bad. In the morning, too, and there's a 3-hour difference. I dropped my phone in my car when I was leaving for work yesterday morning.
Oh, no, not accidentally call your parents.
Yeah.
No, I meant I said call your boss, mom or dad.
Oh, I thought you said accidentally call your mom.
No.
Accidentally call your
boss. Oh, I'm
sure
they hated that phone call, by the way.
I felt so bad. She was terrified. She was like, what's going on? Because she heard, she's like, you know, and I'm like, hello? She's like, are you okay?
So, call your boss, mom, dad, or baby
at any three of those.
Or would you rather walk up behind a stranger and give them a big hug thinking it's your partner?
Oh, no.
Okay. So, would you rather call your boss, accidentally say, oh, my God, hey, baby, or oh, hey, mom, or hey, dad? Or would you rather walk up behind a stranger, hug them, thinking it's your partner? 410-583-1065. Jessica?
I'd rather call Tom, mom or dad on accident, then hug a complete stranger from behind because that's so scary. It's one thing to like get, you know, hug someone from, you know, seeing them in the face to where it's like you both know it's coming or it's an accident. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there can be some kind of exchange from behind.
Yeah.
You're so in shock.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
It's bad.
And like, you know, like in Miss Congeniality, you might just get like elbowed in the stomach or something. I would. If someone came up behind me and I didn't know, I'm immediately elbowing you.
Today's day and age.
You're something.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Depends on where.
You have to be safe.
I haven't decided yet.
So I don't want to attack anyone and I don't want to get attacked.
Okay.
So I'm definitely calling Tom mom.
What about baby? Okay, baby. Are you okay with that still?
Okay.
All right. Charlotte, which one? You calling somebody, you calling your boss baby or mom or dad? Or
are you getting attacked?
Absolutely the former.
Which way? The former would be the first.
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and why?
So calling dad, mom, baby.
Yeah.
Say Tom's name. Make it real.
Yeah. Say, hey, Tom. Hey,
Tom,
babe.
Tom, baby. No, I'm so sorry. That was so
if
wrong.
If you do that, you have to say it out loud in your car.
Yeah, we have
now.
To say.
If
yeah,
you chose
you have
that
to say
one,
it to your boss out loud.
I couldn't do it. I'm thinking like, I'm going one level above our boss, Tom. I'm going to Tracy, who's our general manager.
No. Oh, I would love that.
Like, if I actually called Tracy baby, I could never work here ever. I couldn't walk in anymore. I have to show from home. Like, I couldn't face anyone ever again. I'll gladly hug a stranger versus mess up that big with somebody that I know.
A behind hug is so gross.
So awkward.
It's giving, dude, where's my hug, girl? Like, ew. Never, ever, ever.
Do not give me the political correct answer here. I don't want the answer that's going to make you look good. I want the truth in this situation, okay? How long does it take for your clothes to get from the dryer to being hung up, okay? How long does it take for your clothes to get from the dryer to getting hung up, okay? I have found myself, and in case you're new to the show, hi, I'm single, and chores is like not my thing. I'm a typical single male in a lot of different ways. I realize now, though, that my laundry habits living alone are so bad that I now will wash my clothes, and it may take a couple times of having to rewash the clothes because I forget about them, and then I'll put them in the dryer eventually. And now I'm not even putting my clothes back in my room anymore. I'm literally taking my clothes out of the dryer. I'm putting them on the floor of the laundry room. And I'm just going into the laundry room and picking out my outfit for the day.
Ew.
And then that's it. And that's literally been, that's been like for the last couple of, I just really, maybe since I got back from the holidays, I'm like,
March.
I don't even make a month now. I just realized this morning when I went in there.
When was the last time you cleaned that floor?
It's been a second. But my theory is it stays clean because I don't walk on it.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, the clothes are covering it. I just go from dryer to floor to wear to washer again, basically, you know?
Okay.
But like, I'm trying to figure out, because you log on to Instagram or TikTok or something.
Do you have carpet or hardwood floors?
It's hardwood.
It gets dusty. That floor is dirty.
My clothes are going to be, I'm like Pigpen from the Peanuts.
Why?
But I was trying to figure out though, like that may be extreme and I understand that. But in reality, I've always had a hard time from going from the dryer to putting my clothes up. Are you one of those people? Because I feel like there's like two different types of people. There's that person that hears the doon, 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 the washing machine going off or the dryer going off, and you're going to run in there and you're going to fold your clothes and you're going to put them up. And then there's people like me that don't even care anymore. I've given up on folding my clothes, to be honest with you. How long, Jess, honestly, how long does it take you to go from dryer to putting your clothes up?
Sunday is laundry day. So we wash everything and then I fold it and I put it away. And then the last load that we do is always like the lowest of key loads,
yeah,
which is like maybe a few random towels, maybe like a few socks that we missed, yeah, but like nothing important. So like those get dried and then they might like stay in the washer, in the dryer for a couple of days, or I put them in like the clean hamper and then eventually they'll be like put away by midweek.
So it could take you a couple of days though, max.
But I'm telling you right now, majority, all of the clothes get washed and put away the same day on Sunday.
Wow. I think that's quality adulting. But I'm trying to figure out in 410-583-1065. I'm trying to figure out like the average for most Marylanders. Charlotte, do you do your laundry?
Yeah.
Because Charlotte lives at home. Man, if I ever lived at home, I would never do my laundry. My mom would do my laundry every damn day. I'd make her do it.
What the?
No, I lose socks when I do it with the squads. Yeah. I gotta do it alone.
So how long does it take you then? You've got, Charlotte lives at home, and so obviously you've got people behind you coming in trying to like use it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But on average, how long do you think it takes you to go from dryer to putting your clothes up?
So up is an interesting word,
right? And if it lays in a pile somewhere, we need to know that too.
Yeah. So going back to college, like you said, have you ever heard of a closed chair?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So that's yeah, more my speed. Mm. That's kind of the habit I've been stuck in, because I definitely have like go-to items, and I'm like, why would I hang that up when I need it accessible?
Right. So how long do you think? So your clothes will go from dryer to chair. How long do they sit in the chair usually, or do they never get put up? They never get put up.
That's where they live.
They never
get put up.
That's where
they live. That's their home.
We're trying to figure out how long it takes you to get your clothes out of the dryer once they're done. Hey, Sierra and Towson, morning.
Good morning.
How long does it take to go from your dryer to being put up, your clothes?
So my uniform, my scrubs, and my everyday stuff is immediate, and then my pajamas are never.
Wait. What? Never? You never put them up? Are you like me? You throw them on the ground or what?
Or the dryer?
Yeah, just like throw them wherever, because I don't care if they're wrinkled or a little dingy or, you know, whatever.
So you're kind of all over the place then. So but for your yeah, for your scrubs though, you're literally the dryer goes off and you're in there folding those bad boys up and you're hanging them up.
I'm pulling them out before the dryer goes off.
Why? Why even that?
Because I'm worried that it's going to go off, I'm going to forget.
Wow.
And then they're going to get wrinkly.
So you're on it, bro. You are on it. You're like, nah.
Yeah, but my fiance lives out of a laundry basket.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Laundry baskets.
I don't know why we take so much time to like put our clothes on.
Laundry baskets deserve more respect.
You know, truly. Yvonne, be honest with us for a second. How long does it take for your clothes to go from dryer to be put up? And if there's any stops in between, we need to know about them.
Okay, so I wash my laundry and I pull it out of the washing machine the minute it's done to hang out to dry, because 99% of my laundry I line dry.
Ooh.
Aligned. My clothes would never make it.
I feel that.
All my clothes would stay dirty. There's no way I'm going to line dry. That sounds so much work. And how long do they hang to dry before you actually take them down? Like, is there like a process to that?
So the next day, most of them are dry, so I'll pull them down and put them away.
And you're going. Jess, there's no way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive that process. Those clothes would hang there till the end of time.
That's so nice. Her clothes are probably kept in such nice condition.
Such nice condition. Okay, Yvonne. Wow. That's very adulting of you. We're very proud of you. That's very good.
Well, thank you.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Students' personal devices will now be off limits in all Howard County public schools. The new cell phone ban went into effect this week, and the policy requires students to have their phones on silent and put away for the entire school day. Marty McCary, a Johns Hopkins School of Medicine professor, says the average teen gets 273 cell phone notifications in a day.
Yeah, man. I mean, as an adult, I completely agree with that. I'm sure if I was in high school, I'd be pissed. But like, I mean, parents, are we wrong? Like, are you happy that they're making that rule in Howard County? Because it feels, I don't have kids, but I feel like I'd be like,
and it sounds obviously this isn't the first school system to hop on that ban. And I think there's two sides of it, right? It's like, A, let's take away the distraction in class because that's insanity.
Yeah.
But then B, it's like, what about emergencies? You know what I mean?
Well,
so it's on both sides.
Yeah.
Number two.
In celebration of International Women's Day and Women's History Month, Mattel has created 8 new one-of-a-kind Barbie dolls honoring inspiring female friendships. The lineup includes U.S. Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles and Jade Carey, Ted Lasso stars Hannah Waddingham and Juno Temple, and many more, made to highlight the power of friendship and serve as a tribute to remarkable women making a difference around the world.
Awesome. And International Women's Day is on Friday, I think. You don't know?
I believe.
I'm pretty sure it's Friday. It's this week, though, and I'm pretty sure it's Friday.
Oh, so okay.
That's cool.
Number one.
Are we doing a celebration or something?
It just popped in my head. I was like, I know it's this week.
Are you bringing Charlotte and I cupcakes?
We're going to see.
Oh, you are?
You have to
You're
wait
so sweet.
Till,
thank you so much for that.
Wait till Friday and find out.
You're so nice.
Maybe it's Saturday, hopefully. What's up?
Millie Bobby Brown is fighting back once again against hateful comments on her appearance. The 21-year-old actor has been to several red carpet appearances in recent weeks, and the Stranger Things star posted a video that has since gone viral in which she condemns the press, calling writers out by name for bullying her over her changing physical appearance. Take a listen.
The fact that adult writers are spending their time dissecting my face, my body, my choices is disturbing, and the fact that some of these articles are written by women makes it even worse. This isn't journalism. This is bullying. We have become a society where it's so much easier to criticize than it is to pay a compliment. If you have a problem with that, I have to wonder, what is it that actually makes you so uncomfortable?
So Millie just turned 21, yeah. And she has a massive year this year. She has a new original Netflix movie coming out later this month, and then the final season of Stranger Things coming out later this year. And in the last couple of weeks, media has been all over this girl, picking her apart. And yeah. I mean, we've seen this happen, especially like back in the day, and we've talked about how terrible it was, but when I saw her post that, I was so proud of her and thankful, because I feel like she's one of the first young girls who outright, just like to your face, also, you know, calling people out by name
yeah.
And saying how wrong this is, because it is like, yeah. she's not gonna look like she was when she was 10 years old in season one of Stranger Things.
No.
And no one has a right to be picking her apart the way that they have been.
I don't think any of us looked like we did 5 years ago.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I think anyone writing that article should probably look back at themselves 5 years ago and see where they were. But I think, honestly, now keep in mind, I'm 10 years older than Jess. I grew up in the era of like the Hot or Not TV show. Like, basically, celebrity entertainment was, what do women's bodies look like? Like, oh my God, Britney Spears is getting so fat. And we'd sit there and like talk about it for 5 minutes. And
then how can we also make you feel uncomfortable as you're sitting on this couch on a late night show?
Yeah.
And tear you apart in front of a live audience as well.
It's making progress, but I feel like women like her it's got to keep going. And I'm proud of her seeing them saying something.
Absolutely. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
Jess. $1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free Dashin gas up for grabs. This time every single day. So just keep on coming back. One day it's going to be your chance to play. Today is caller 10. Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. You're number 10.
Hi, Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, who's with you?
My grandson, Liam.
Hi, Liam.
What's up? Okay.
Say hi, Liam.
Hi, Liam. Okay, well, you want to play for $1,000 in free gas? You ready?
Absolutely. Can you give me just 1 second to pull over?
Hey, we'd love to. You take time, you pull over. We're going to talk to Jess about the rules, then we'll come back and we'll play. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Tracy, are you safe and ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the name of the sea that separates Europe and Africa? Europe and Africa.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is the key ingredient in the classic Greek tzatziki sauce? Tzatziki.
Yeah.
Question number three. How many strings does a standard violin have?
Five?
It's not five. It's not five. It's four. It's four. Oh, man. Okay. Let's go through some of these. There's going to be a lot that we have to learn today. In
yeah, this one, game. This one was tough.
It was a little challenging.
This was a tough one. Question number one, what is the name of the sea that separates Europe and Africa? That answer is the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, I feel like it's the only sea we know by name. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the sea, right?
And question number two, this actually made me want it really badly once we had that question. What is the key ingredient in a classic Greek tzatziki sauce? That answer is yogurt.
Yeah, there's yogurt.
Question number three, we mentioned, yes, that's four strings that a standard violin has. Let's see how you would have done on these next few, Tracy. Question number four, Serena Williams and Roger Federer are famous athletes in which sport?
Tennis.
Correct. Question number five, how many days are in March?
31.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Go.
Question number six, what song by Bruno Mars features the lyrics, 'cause you're amazing just the way you are?
You're
I don't know the name of it.
Just the way you are. Yeah. And then question number seven, how many prime numbers are there between 1 and 10?
I don't remember prime numbers at
five.
All.
There's four.
It's four.
Yes.
Do you remember prime
four.
Numbers? I don't even have prime numbers.
I don't work. Remember math.
I don't,
no.
I don't remember how any of that works. Does anybody know how prime numbers work, honestly, in your
no.
adult age? Because, like, I, dude, that's...
Half of this, I mean, obviously, 99% of this is to give you a chance to win money and free Dash and gas. And then that last 1% is to try to make us smarter because we've forgotten
we
everything that we have learned in school.
You wasted your education, but it's okay. Hey, Tracy, you know what? It's all good. Tomorrow, we're going to come back. I hope you and Liam will listen again and try to call. And we're going to have 7 more questions every single day worth $1,000 in free Dash and gas, okay?
Okay, well, thanks so much. We listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you so much, Tracy. And bye, Liam. And make sure to head to Dashin and try their new Spike Burger, griddle-pressed beef patty. They've got crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, all the toppings, and a fresh cracked egg in a brioche bun, only at Dashin.
Wait, be honest with us really quick. Do you know what prime numbers even are? Do you want to explain, Jess, why I'm even asking this question?
Yeah, we had a question for the $1,000 minute asking how many prime numbers are there between 1 and 10? And the answer is 4. But then
right.
we also asked ourselves the question, what is a prime number?
Right. Like, honestly.
And
honestly,
we don't know.
To save
we
your
don't
life.
Remember.
If you'd save your life right now, Jess, could you tell me what a prime number was?
No.
Without looking it up?
No, no, no.
And I'm sure we learned this. But I'm
no,
the same
I remember
way.
Learning it.
Yeah.
But I don't.
No clue.
I couldn't tell you what
Literally.
It is right now.
Wait, Liz in Essex, you're an elementary school teacher, right?
Yes.
And you're saying they don't even teach prime numbers anymore?
No, not at all. I don't even know the prime numbers myself.
Wait, as those that are
why
bringing
did we
up,
have to learn them then?
As those that are bringing
I
up.
I mean, I remember learning it when I was in elementary school, but so much has changed with the curriculum since I went to school myself.
No, 100%.
I don't even know what it is.
I'll ask AI. She'll tell me.
Yeah, just ask ChatGPT. Willa, this is Willa and her family. Hi, guys.
I'm good.
Tell us, do you know what a prime number is? Are we the only two that have no idea what these prime numbers are?
A prime number is a number only divisible by one.
Oh, wait. How old are you?
I'm 9.
Wait, Willa.
Wait, you're 9. Wait, so are you learning about prime numbers in school then?
I am learning.
You are. Okay.
Okay.
So explain, because even when you tell me what that is, I still am not quite sure what that means.
So, like, 7 times 1? You can't do 7 times, like, any other number.
Or divide it. You can't divide 7.
You can't divide 7. You can't multiply 7. So it's only 1 times 7.
Oh. Yeah, I would never need to know that.
Okay, because it can't be divided by any other number but itself, because then it's not a whole number, right?
Got it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you don't need to know that, by the way. You'll never use that in your adult life. You can just go ahead
unless you might. I mean, no, don't listen to us. Just because we don't use it doesn't mean you won't use it.
Who would use that? Like, in what profession are you like, let me check my prime numbers real quick?
A lot of other people actually have to use math in their lives just because they don't talk about crazy things for living doesn't mean important.
We need to search that out. Is there anyone in their adulthood that uses prime numbers? Like, can you tell the youth of Maryland right now that that's a trait they may need later on? Because I can't think of
don't
one
discourage
person.
If that's going to matter on their report card, then it matters right now.
I want
player.
You to learn it for the test and then instantly forget that, because you will never ever need to know that. Hey, listen, all the whole crew, thank you guys for calling.
Thank you.
Hi.
Jess, who's on? Sorry, who's this?
This is Michelle in Annapolis on one.
Michelle, nobody in adulthood needs to know what a prime number is. It's just worthless brain space.
Actually, I use it every day in my job as a bookkeeper.
Ooh, burn.
Book burn.
How you like them apples? You're out here telling the kids not to pay attention. Wait. We got Michelle. Actually, I use it every single day.
Michelle, okay, you're a bookkeeper?
Yeah.
Okay. And what does that mean? What is a bookkeeper? What do you do? You're just like a librarian, or?
Well,
you keep books.
I balance the books
for a
company. Sure. I make sure that
you have no idea what's going on.
I do.
His receivables are received.
Yeah, I got it. Sorry. For some reason, I thought you were like the guy in Beauty and the Beast at the beginning that had the library.
Oh my God! What? Michelle, can you explain how you utilize prime numbers every day when you're at work?
Well, yeah, it's just easier because then, you know, math is easy. You just go, okay, there's no other number that can be divided by, so okay.
Boom. She's like, I'm not going to take time to explain to the man who thought I was a candle or the clock keeping the books. What?
3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
In celebration of Women's History Month, Wallet Hub has just come out with their annual list of the best and worst states for women in 2025, and Maryland has landed on this list. So they compared the states on 25 key indicators of living standards for women in two areas: women's health care and safety, and women's economic and social well-being. On the list of the top 10 best states for women in 2025, Maryland scored 5th place.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's really good. That's solid.
It's incredible. Massachusetts is number 1 overall. Mississippi scored last place.
Mississippi gets last in every list.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Number 2.
Next story. Disney has officially announced the premiere streaming date for its global blockbuster Moana 2, the animated sequel, which made over $1 billion globally last year, is coming exclusively to Disney Plus next week, next Wednesday on March 12th.
Have you seen Moana 2?
I haven't.
I'm surprised you wouldn't. I know. Jess is a big Disney. She's a Disney adult.
You know why? It's because, like, Wicked, they came out within the same. I know that they had changed the release date initially, and it was in a few days of each other with Wicked. And so, like, I saw Wicked multiple times in the theaters. It's like I couldn't get away from it. So I've been waiting for the streaming date for sure.
Number one.
Ben Affleck has been leaning on Jennifer Gardner a lot since his split with Jennifer Lopez, and rumor has it that he wants to be more than friends. A source says that he would love another chance with Gardner, but at the same time, he realizes it's, quote, not realistic at this time in their lives. Why? Well, Ben is fresh off a divorce from J-Lo, and Jennifer Gardner is still in a long-term relationship with a man. Like, what, dude?
Why are we doing this?
Ben supposedly respects that, but he doesn't want to come between them, but apparently Jen is not feeling it. Another source says, quote, the feeling is not mutual on Jen's side. She's happy with John, and that's just not where her head is at. Affleck and Gardner share 3 children together. Listen, so I don't know if you saw this photo. I think the reason why the rumors are circulating around them too right now is because recently they had like a family outing where I think they did paintball, whatever fun things. And he had his arm around her in the photo or something. But like they have always, they're co-parenting. Really well. And also they've always like kept the family together. They've always done things together as both of them being present. I'm sorry, but like leave Jennifer Gardner.
Leave her out of this. Yeah, leave her out of this.
Okay.
But I will say this. Like, if I was dating somebody, she's just dating the other guy, right? She's not married. She's dating the other guy, Jennifer Gardner.
She's dating John Miller.
So if I was dating somebody and her ex-husband was putting his arm around her,
In the family photo?
I'm shooting him with a paintball gun in the crotch. Like, why is your arm? Why is your arm around her?
I think weird.
That's before.
I think that's weird. I think with like how, I think a lot of families, and I think it's a beautiful thing when they're able not only to co-parent, but like have that friendship, you know?
I mean, but that's not a friendship. Like, you know, why are you touching? No, why,
it is. What are you talking about?
You had plenty of time to touch.
They have a friendship.
You had time to touch and now it's not it.
This is Jess and that's your top three.
Hi, my name is Jake. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland. And my joke is, why did the bear wear shoes?
Why did the bear wear shoes? Tell us, okay?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Maryland.
I love you guys. Honestly, if you'll call us today, kids, we'll literally love you forever. You bring so much joy and light to this show and to the world right now, okay?
Yes.
Every other radio station's talking about gloom and doom, and we got kids over here telling jokes. What do you want? It's fun, all right? Welcome to Kid Jokes. If you've never done this before, Jess, where are we?
It's when your kids take over our show and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best and try to solve them. It's a lot of fun for them, not so much for us, because it's actually a lot more difficult than you may think.
If you're a funny kid and got a great joke for us, 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us the joke. We try to solve it as adults, okay? Jake, I'm sorry. Why did the bear wear shoes?
Because he didn't want to walk on bare feet.
Bare feet, bro. We're going to be strong this week. We're going to come in with our fire.
Oh, just chill. it's just joke one.
Because he doesn't have bare feet. Something with bare feet, right? Bare feet, right?
Because he didn't want to be barefooted.
Barefooted,
yes.
Because he's a bear.
Yes.
And he's like barefooted, so he didn't want to be barefooted.
He sounds like, that's how my sister talks.
Smart kid. This is a smart kid.
Get it? Because like, obviously.
855 kid joke. Call us.
I'm Charlie. I'm 8 years old. I'm from Boston. And my joke is, what did the mommy hair say to the baby hair?
What did the mommy hair say to the baby hair?
Do you guys remember that book, I Love You This Much to the Moon and Back?
I don't. But is there a context clue that we could use?
If it's like in relation to the book,
what happened? Like,
I would start crying.
What do you do with hair? You comb hair? You braid
Brush
hair?
Brush your hair?
Brush,
I guess.
She brushed her off.
I guess.
Come on, brush her off.
I think she's going to say.
You're so naughty.
You're so naughty.
Naughty. I got it.
855-KID-JOKE.
Hello. My name is Will. I'm 12, and I'm calling from Zavrta Park. And my joke is, why did the cell phone get glasses?
Why did the cell phone get glasses?
Hello. I love that.
This is Will here.
Why did the what get glasses?
Why did the cell phone get glasses?
Why did the cell phone get glasses? Because it needed to see.
Well, I'm thinking like screen shattering. I'm thinking like Like breaking glass. Like,
I think it needed to see.
But why see? Why are you saying see?
I don't know.
So slowly.
With the glasses.
What is that doing?
And it's giving me time to load in my own brain. There's no rules to kid jokes. So I think I can do whatever I want.
What did the cell phone? Why did the cell phone get glasses?
Because he lost all his contacts.
He lost all his contacts. Okay. There
That's
we go.
That's funny.
15 people in the car. 855 kid joke.
Hi, my name is Alexis, and I'm from Brooklyn Park, and I'm 9, and my joke is, why does the cow cross the road?
Towel?
What cow? Why did the cow cross the road?
Oh, wow. Man. I don't know. I only know chicken.
But yeah, I was going to say.
What was
when
the
it comes
cow?
To these,
oh, because it had to move to the other
to
side.
Move to the other side.
So it can go to the...
Nice. Nice delivery.
Had to go to the moon.
Love that.
Wow.
Do you...
Sorry.
Do you...
Sorry again.
Do you remember your first crush?
Ooh.
I have a lot of like insane feelings right now because my now 13-year-old niece Abby just talked to me about her first crush.
Yes, and?
And...
Who's the lucky gentleman?
I can't say. I'm not at liberty to say.
Well, what is it that she likes about him?
Under anti-code, I can only share certain information.
Okay.
But the way that Abby is talking about this boy, it like was giving me butterflies and anxiety because it like takes you back to that point listening to her.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know. And like, I don't know. And, you know, and he like kind of like tried to give me like a side hug, but like, I don't know what to
wow.
say. You know, like and that's
what grade
the vibe.
Is, that? Is it sixth grade, seventh grade?
Abby's in seventh grade, okay. I think.
Yeah.
So yeah.
First crush. And what kind of things is she saying about her first crush?
Well, of course, they're friends, right?
Yeah,
it's
just
always
friends.
Like your bestie.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I don't like him. No, we're just best friends.
Yes,
lies.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Right. And it's fine, you know. But she's like, but then like all of a sudden, I don't know why I start talking like this because she was like talking like this super low because obviously she was at home and
yeah.
didn't want her parents to hear. So then I lower my voice even though I'm at home by myself. But she's like, we were just friends. And then all of a sudden he like looked at me and I was like, oh my God, you know? And then, but I feel like then he was like, I just want to be friends, but I know that's a lie. And I know that's not really what he means. And I was like, girl, honestly, he's lying, but you have to set boundaries. Like you can't just let him like give you a side hug and then act like nothing's happening.
You can't just wake up the next day and be like, we did not just side hug.
No. And obviously you guys are in the club together and that's a lot of time and that can be problematic. So you have to be strong and set boundaries and let him know that's not okay.
Isn't it funny how dating never really changes from 13 on? Even as you're an adult, you're still over here trying to figure out what the other person means, why they saying we're just friends when you know you've got feelings for me at all.
But what I do love though, and I feel like there's like a little difference with, because Abby is Gen Z, mm-hmm. right? There's a little difference where for her, like I at 13, when I had my first crush, like I never would have been like, I can't let him do that to me. She was like, she literally was like, he can't do that to me. So
wow.
like, I have to tell him. And I was like, hell yeah, you have to tell him.
It's a different now. Well, who was your first crush?
My first crush that like drove me crazy
yeah.
was in eighth grade.
What was his name? Do you remember his name?
I remember his name. I'm not going to give him that.
Why would you not?
Because he broke my heart.
Oh,
I'm
my
not going to tell. I'm
okay.
not going to say his name because he doesn't deserve it. But I literally thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with this boy. I
yeah.
remember I have like a vision of myself in my room and I was like on the phone with him. And I remember sitting on I had one of those beds that's like it's a bunk bed on top, but like a desk on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. So fancy.
And I'm like super low trying not to get hit by my ceiling fan. And I was on the phone with him like this, and I was like, oh my God, I think I love you.
And what'd he say?
He was like, I love you too.
Wow. But
yeah, no.
Why'd he break your heart?
Because all of a sudden he broke up with me, but didn't tell me that he broke up with me.
Oh, but he was telling everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the worst.
So, hope he's not doing well. JK.
Still.
JK, I really hope he's doing well. But like go. In that, no, but in that feeling, but for me, it took me so long to even get to that
to
point.
To get over, yeah.
No, not to get over it, to even look at him in the eyes. Like it took me so long to even like confess that I had feelings for him. It was like the scariest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
And Abby's going through that right now.
My first crush, her name was Haley. And this gets so creepy. If adults did this, this would be so weird. I think it's cute when you're kids, I think, maybe. She ate one of those, you know, those giant pixie sticks that can eat, like the plastic ones, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She was eating one of those. This is like sixth grade. And she threw it away. And I literally went and get that pixie stick out of the trash.
Ew.
Because I was like, her mouth touched this.
Ew.
So that was my first crush. Then she was my girlfriend for one day.
Aww.
And then she called me the next day and said she didn't want to be my girlfriend anymore. Mm. And this is probably why I have trust issues, but yeah, first crushes, man. They can do it to you. Hey, if you live in Maryland, this segment's for you.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
Tell me something that Maryland loves other than the Ravens and crabs. Jessica, go.
Old Bay. But you forgot Orioles in that sentence, by the way.
Yeah, and the Orioles. And then it's Old Bay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Bro, we got here. We've been here, by the way, we've been here for almost 5 years now, which is crazy.
Wow.
Four and a half. We rolled into town and had literally no idea what Old Bay was. Because it's not, remember that? Remember
rolled
the first time
into
we saw
town.
That? We were like, what in the world is that?
Because it was on every table, which is weird for people who like have never seen it before. I'm from California. He's from Georgia. Literally never seen it before in our lives. And then y'all were like, well, sad for you, but you can put it on anything. So now we try it on like a bunch of random stuff that you probably have never tried it on.
Because your theory is not correct, by the way.
No.
When everyone says you can put Old Bay on anything that's good, it's not true.
But it is good on like some random things that you wouldn't even think, though.
What are we trying today?
Okay, Post Malone has his own Oreo, which I'm sorry, that is probably one of the most iconic things ever.
But what does that mean? What's a Post Malone Oreo?
It means that Oreos did a collab with Post Malone. And his name is on it. Like I'm okay. Out of all the things, like if you were that famous, you know, I don't want a perfume. I want an Oreo cookie. You know what I mean?
But is there anything different about it? Or
yes.
Is it just, okay. So
So it's special. Let's see. Posties, swirled salted caramel and shortbread flavor cream is sandwiched between a bottom golden Oreo wafer and a top Oreo chocolate wafer. Okay, cool.
Wow. That does sound impressive.
It sounds good.
Just
the packaging is cute.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Just try it. So Jess is going to just try a normal Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Oreo and let you know if it's.
Whoa. Okay. What? I just opened the bag. I mean, it's caramel. I mean,
yeah,
wow.
Heavy.
Just very heavy.
Just a normal, I think it's a normal Post Malone
I don't know
Oreo,
how I felt about
which
that.
Which is a real thing, by the way.
I'm struggling. Oh, ew. Oh, I don't know.
Just,
okay.
It's an Oreo.
It kind of looks like peanut butter.
just bite it, please.
You know? Okay.
Initial thoughts on just a regular one. It sounds like it'd be good.
It's
caramel
okay.
And chocolate and.
It's good, I think. Okay, it's good. I think, honestly, I think the visual of looking at them because it was like a little messy on the inside kind of grossed me out.
Okay.
But
now
it's
that
good.
You got it, okay. So, wait, so it's
It's weird. I don't like the smell of the cookie, but I like the cookie. Is that weird?
One side's chocolate, one side's vanilla. Is that what it is?
One side, yeah, basically.
Okay, cool.
And then it's like caramel inside.
All right, so let's see. Can it get better if we put Old Bay on it?
Okay,
the true
it's good.
Maryland
I just don't
way,
like the
or,
smell. I don't know why I don't like the smell.
Or no. Jess is going to try it for you so you don't have to.
Okay.
All right, here goes Jess. Obey on a Post Malone Oreo.
I'm so sorry. Let me just eat my cookie over this piece of paper because I did not prepare. Here we go.
Oh, God. It's not looking good at first.
It's not terrible. It's okay. That's okay.
That's okay. But, like, would you recommend it? Is it better?
The O-est of K's. It's okay.
It's the O-est. It's the O-est of K's we've ever tried.
Like, not something that I love and would do voluntarily again, but, like, not something that I would cry about if I had to do again.
But the question is, you know the
question.
Did
it make it better?
Is it to bay or not to bay?
It's not to bay.
Okay.
It leaves you confused.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.